You guys are on the record.
Oh, crap.
Okay. Tom.
Yes, Brian.
It's time to cut the hair. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? But what about your powers?
Turns out I grew none. Well, I had no crap.
I
developed no powers
by virtue of having hair.
From
that, yep. That what are you going to do with the hair after you cut it?
Sell it.
Yeah.
So
on scamstuff.com?
How many scam stuff packages of Brian's hair do you think you could sell?
Okay, don't tempt me. but I was thinking about like, well, do I just want to get a normal haircut or do I want to do the shaved
Raised by Wolves? You're going to do Raised by Wolves, aren't you?
Oh my God, I so want to. That's okay. You cut right to it. I want a mullet. Can
you
I do a mullet? Can I do
a
mullet?
And a half. You're going to do it.
John, where are you at on mullets?
You know, I guess I'm opposed.
Okay. Have you seen Raised by Wolves?
No.
Okay. Just search images Raised by Wolves mullet. And just
you can always cut a Raised by Wolves mullet and then keep going after that.
That's what I'm saying. Oh my God, Naeem, you get it. You get it. Come on.
It's kind of like, I try to do something like that because I try to have them do like, keep it long on the top, but short on the sides. And I don't like this. I'm just like, all right, cool. We'll just trim it.
John?
Oh no, that's just an accident that happened.
No, John. John, come on.
That's something very bad that-
For what it's worth, I'm on Team John here. I agree with John.
He was halfway through his haircut. And some raiders or whatever they call them in this universe jumped in and his barber or, you know, hack guy got axed.
Okay. John, cut your mic. Naeem, cut your mic. Tom. Tom's the only one I care about. Can I do the Raised by Wolves mullet?
Oh, you absolutely. Okay. I will give you another option.
Okay.
But they're both the same premise, which is doing a thing that you can then take the photo of and be hilarious because you did it and continue on if you want or not, right? And that's the mullet. You could do the mullet, take the picture like, oh my gosh, look, got the Raised by Wolves mullet. And if you're like, now that I have it, I really regret it, you just keep on shaving it off.
Oh.
And
I don't think it looks good, but I'm encouraging you to do it.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Can I just
now
end?
I'm back on your team.
So
go ahead.
You got a trapdoor, or you could do, and what made me think of that solution to the mullet is my biology professor or my biology teacher in high school who shaved off half of everything.
Wait a minute.
Half his mustache, half his beard.
I have a fairly full beard right now. If I were to do half the beard off and the other half of my hair off.
Absolutely not.
Your trapdoor there is
opposite.
You have to then. Yeah.
Nope.
Wait, Tom's saying yeah. Naeem's saying
no. I'm saying that's the concept.
John, where are you at? Where are you at?
Tom is saying that's the idea, not do it.
I'm going to tell you what I always tell you on set, which is it's going to look fine.
Speaking of which,
I remember doing this with Justin's beard 10
John
years ago on BB Live
such a practiced error. So
John has been growing stuff out, and we didn't get to do our mustache episode, but I said, you do realize you look exactly like the bad guy from Tombstone.
Now, and are John, you talking about Powers Booth?
I'm talking about the dude. I think it is Powers Booth
or Michael Biehn.
No. Like whoever it is from the very first scene of Tombstone.
Powers Booth.
It's I'm
prettier than Powers Booth,
okay,
but Michael Biehn.
But if you can. So if I'm gonna go full on mullet, then you got to take a look at Powers Booth in Tombstone and confess that you're already like 80% of the way there. Yeah.
I mean,
come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Tell me that's not already John. Come on.
Little bit of that going on. All right.
I mean, why is it not October?
And
Brian could be the half man and you could be Powers Booth from Tombstone.
And for the record, we have all week to do our mustache episode because I'm not chopping it until Friday morning.
Okay, got it.
don't chop it. It's great. That's a great mustache.
No, it is a great mustache, but nobody should ever have a mustache.
That's like saying that's a great murder weapon. Like, yeah. I mean, you're not wrong,
murder anyone,
but it's still
mustaches are very in right now. Mustaches work for some people, and I think it works for you.
Says known mustache wearer. Nimes.
Yeah. Well, hey, but he's got a trim tiny mustache that stays out of his food, I assume.
You know what? Fair enough. No, you know what? Fair enough. Yep.
Yeah,
fair
and there, like a
there's
big
there's not a person on this recording right now that doesn't have a mustache.
That is fair. But
you're among
like,
friends.
As far as the big mustache, it's like it paradoxically makes your face look fatter, but your lips thinner. And I used to have a strong chin, say goodbye to that. Like it's just a mistake.
No, I think looks wise it's fine, but practicality you've got. It's absolutely impractical. Like when this gets a little bit too long, I'm like, it's gotta go. That's gotta get down. Mm-hmm.
Now question for Brian. Brian, are you chopping your dude because you're intimidated? Is that what's going on here?
Oh,
what you may
is
not
it a contest? Hold on. What's I'm sorry, I couldn't see you because my hair was in front of my eyes.
What it is, John, is your hair is thick and stays, and Brian's hair is silky smooth, and it's a hassle.
Yeah, but you can do anything with his hair because it's like. Make it
can you
wild.
Do the spikes with that hair?
You know what's funny is
8 foot long spikes. Hell yeah.
Bonnie.
Please, before you cut it, you have to do that once.
Actually, yes, 100%. But there was some moment that Bonnie was like, it was the weirdest thing. It was like day 245. She was like, it's time for you to cut the hair. And then day 246, she was, wait, hold on. Maybe.
Facts. Don't trust her. Don't trust her. Because this morning, I kid you not, I have a text from my girlfriend saying, I don't know. I'm kind of digging this whole dating a Disney bad guy.
The vizier from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Look. And I'm, Apple Dumpling Gang. Yeah.
They turn on you, Brian. They change their mind. No.
My mom was super into the idea of like shaved head bald until I shaved my head when I was 18. And she said, okay, so this is not happening again.
I just want to picture John singing to his girlfriend. Yeah. Yes, it is me, your boyfriend, he, but not as you know him. With a mustache too big for his face.
Of a villain like Powers Booth.
Looking like Powers Booth.
But as pretty as Michael Biehn.
A little longer in the tooth. But let's sit down watching Tombstone with me.
Oh, and I finally watched Tombstone.
Yes.
Freestyling,
okay.
Huh?
Don't. Nope. I mean, yes, but also, I don't know if you, you know what? New story. How was Tombstone?
Tombstone was pretty well done. Fantastic. I was weirdly surprised that it had kind of sort of a happy ending.
I
assumed everybody died. Like, that was my assumption going into it, is, everybody's just going to die.
I worked at a movie theater when I was, 17, 18 years old, when this movie hit the theaters, and I had a vague sense that I loved it because it was fashionable and of the moment, and, you know, like there's no way this is going to stand up over time. I have not gone back and watched the whole thing, but you, as an adult, seeing it, like the mere fact that you didn't hate it on sight is amazing to me.
And the only criticism I would give is it's a little convoluted. Like there are three distinct points where I was like, oh, this is a pretty nice ending. I get it. Oh, it's not the ending. Okay, I guess there's more story. Oh, they're doing the shootout.
Another ending.
They're rounding up the bad guys and shooting them again? I thought they already shot them all. Okay, that's cool. There's a lot of bad guys, I guess. Continue. But Val Kilmer, oh my God. Why the fuck was he not nominated?
That may be, I mean, full stop, the greatest role he's done, right?
Yeah, period. Have you guys seen Tombstone?
I've not seen Tombstone.
Yes.
Tombstone.
Not recently, but yes.
But you remember the Val Kilmer performance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just worth watching just for him. It's, it was stunning.
especially because as we may have talked about it here on After Talk, but it's like so many of the greatest moments that he has are like anti-moments. Like,
yeah,
there are great lines, but all of his great lines in that movie are anti-lines.
Like, he knows how to hold a silence.
Like, the best lines are, "Oh man, I got lots of friends," and he goes, "I don't," and you're like, "Oh," yeah. You know, or he's just like "I was just joking," and he goes, "I wasn't." like those are all of his best lines.
Yeah.
To make Brian feel nice and old, Tombstone came out the year I was born.
Ah.
Right. Okay. Well, good after talk. I'm glad we're all done.
1993, a great year for a lot of things to be created.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park also came out that year, the movie, but I know Brian's not a huge fan of that one.
What?
I'm a fine fan of it. I might be a little bit triggered because I was the projectionist with the Pack Theater when there was a brain wrap. That's what they call it when the...
Did you scratch the print?
Oh, those are two people who have run projection.
For what it's worth, by the time I was there, it was all digital, but I'm aware. I've heard the horror stories.
No, I definitely experienced... it was the Arclight in Hollywood.
No, it wasn't. Which theater in Austin was it?
Who can remember?
Tom, are you asking if you were there that day?
Who can remember? Okay, Tom, actually, you want to be real? The theater has been bought and sold and is now an Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, but what was it? What did it used to be?
You're on the record.
Do not remember.
We're all on the record.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
He'll tell you in a text message, Tom.
It was Cinemark 8 in West.
All I really need
West
to know
Houston.
Is that it... Oh, okay. Yeah. I almost went to see Jurassic Park at the Dobie and then decided not to until later. I put it off. Because of that, I always call it the Jurassic Park effect of everybody telling you how great something is. And then when you watch it, you're like, I mean, I guess, because I put it off watching it. And I didn't know if maybe there was a subconscious element where I'm like, I shouldn't go see this because my future friend, Brian Brushwood, is going to have a horrible time at this showing.
So while I worked at the Cinemark 8 in West Houston, there was a assistant manager that suddenly was hired above me. And I'm going to do my best to say everything exactly the way he said it. Because it makes me happy to this very day. He said, "Huh, that Jurassic Park, that's crazy. Those dinosaurs look so real. But I know they can't be real because they didn't have cameras back then."
That's the flaw in his mind.
So true. So true. That's, they did not have cameras back then.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Shut it down. Shut it down. All right. I love you guys.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Bye. Good night.